The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Dublin City Centre businesses are to be banned from leaving out rubbish in plastic bags in a bid to clean up the capital's streets. Gina Murphy, owner of Hugo's Restaurant, joins us. Gina, a good move or a bad move in your view?
Good morning. It's a good move. It's a good move. Anything that cleans up the city is a good thing.
I'm really relieved you said that. I was afraid. I was wondering when I heard this news, and Olivia Kelly has the story in the Irish Times today. I was wondering, would there be a backlash against it? Because I suppose it can be awkward if you don't have a back entrance, for example, to bring the bin through and all that kind of stuff. Are there any downsides to it as far as you're concerned?
Well, I don't think there's a downside for the general city or the population or the visuals or the tourists or anything like that. There will be a little awkwardness and difficulty with some business having to adjust to it, definitely. But I mean, it's something we have to do, and we're just going to have to get used to it. So like with anything, you know, the plastic bags, the returnable bottles, it's just a transition period.
Yeah. But they were a massive cause, I see it coming in every morning. Particularly during the summer, seagulls ripping open bags, and just the contents all over the footpath. I mean, it's disgusting.
I see it myself going home at night time, and it's awful. And it doesn't help the rodent population situation or anything.
No.
So it's not nice. And the sooner, and I really do welcome this initiative by Dublin City Council. And you know, it will be awkward. It will be difficult for some businesses who don't have space to store bins. But I mean, whatever is worked out will be for the good of the city in the long run. So, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, I think you're right. For those businesses who are in a small outlet that don't have a back door to bring out a bin, I mean, are there innovative things you can use, or is it a matter of wheeling through some kind of bin through the premises?
I'm presuming, now I don't fall into this category because I do already have bins, but I am presuming that within the waste collection companies that they're going to do timed pickups, and at least then you know when you have to bring your bins out. So I'm presuming that that will be coordinated between the waste companies and the council and the businesses themselves. But I mean, everything is workable.
There's always a way around. One final question, and I don't mean to sound churlish because I think this is a good news story. Why did it take so long to do it?
I don't know. I really don't know. But I mean, it's been an awful problem in the city for way too long. And, you know, sometimes you get offices who, you know, on a Friday, they hang their bins on the railings and they're not getting picked up till Sunday. And there could be food waste in those bins.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
So it's not. And it's last century stuff. And I don't even mean last century as in the last. I mean, two centuries ago. But, you know, it's about time this happened. And, you know, like I say, I'm sure it will be a little bit awkward for some businesses to you know, configure their timings. But when it gets, you know, on an even keel, we'll all be very grateful for it. I'm sure of that.
I think you're spot on. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Gina Murphy, their owner of Hugo's Restaurant. Better late than never. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.